the war is left its traces very much on the city of Amsterdam. It was occupied for 5 years. A very large part of the Jewish community was arrested and deported to concentration camps. There was never really a battle going on inside the city of Amsterdam when the Netherlands were occupied. The battle was going on elsewhere, and one day the tanks just rolled in and resistance had stopped. But the Germans were everywhere, of course, and those traces are gone. I mean, the war is largely invisible. But there's an incredible amount of stories about the war, and it's behind every facade. I live next to an older couple, an older Jewish couple, both in their late 80s, and the woman is from Switzerland, but the man grew up in Amsterdam in the 1930s, and he one day got his notice to take a few of his belongings and go to the German police and be sent to Germany, and he said, "I'm not going to do that," and he fled to Switzerland and later met his wife, and he has an incredible story about his being a fugitive and running through fields in Belgium and sleeping in the hay, you know. And this is a man just living next to me, next to my door, you know. I got his notice to go to Auschwitz one day, and he's living next door to me. And
one thing that strikes me is that Anne Frank probably wrote the book that of all time will be the book that is associated with this city, you know. Whatever literary works in the future come along, probably she indivisibly will be associated with that.
Absolutely. And that's maybe because the drama was so big. The crime of genocide is so big and so incomprehensible that you really need a book like Anne Frank, who just focuses on the very small details of her everyday life, how it is to be in hiding, to be in love with a boy in the hiding place, you know, and thinking about it, and you can't get out, you know, just staring at a tree because you can't go outside. The fear of the Germans walking by with their boots, you know. You really need to look at a small detail to get a sense of the bigger picture. You cannot paint the big picture. That's much more difficult, you know. But that's by accident, of course, that the book has been saved by Mipris, the woman who helped them be in their hiding place. There were lots of people like Mipris in the Netherlands during the Second World War. People all over the country were offering refuge to Jewish people who had to go into hiding, and there are lots of these stories, and most of them did it for free, you know, just for but there were also people who did it just for the money, you know, and there were also people who were betraying. They would turn them in at the German police, you know, for money also.
Are Dutch writers of fiction interested in questions about the war, in addition to the historians, would you say?
They are. It's a big reference point to everybody, I guess. And the generation that grew up in the war, with writers like Harry Moorish, Gerard Reve, and Willem Frederik Hermans, who are considered to be the three great Dutch post-war writers, who all grew up during World War II. They all wrote books about the period set in World War II, and it's still everything happened before or after the war, you know. It's the biggest reference point, I think.